Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Apostle Deborah Taylor. It is a blessing, beloved, to be with you once again today. We do thank God and we give him all praise, honor, and glory for his loving kindness, his tender mercy, and his goodness to us. We appreciate God and all that he is doing for us, and we just thank God for the move of his spirit, and we thank God for this opportunity once again, amen, just to come and share in the word of God with you. Praise God. We have been doing an exciting teaching on the person and work of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And we are really seeing God manifest himself in such a real way, beloved. Praise God. Not only just in the teaching, but in the services that we've been experiencing. Praise God. And so many confirmations we have been receiving on the power of the Holy Ghost moving in the lives of God's people. And we do give God praise, honor, and glory that we are walking in the vein. We're striving to walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost and be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. Praise God. We also did a teaching on the gifts of the Spirit. Praise God. And so, in just flowing in line with what we have been ministering, and the Lord has laid it on our heart to continue this segment of teaching on the gifts, we're moving into the fivefold ministry. Praise God, and we're excited about the word of the Lord. Praise God, and just what God is wanting to do in the body of Christ. So we pray that, amen, the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you, will minister to you right at the point of your need. Those of you that may have been in ministry for a while, praise God, may just need a refresher from time to time. We all need a refresher, amen. We all need, amen, to be refilled. Praise God, as the apostles walked in the book of Acts, and we see, amen, God moving, and we're going through the book of Acts right now, and it is such an enrichment and an encouragement to us at this time, praise God, just to see what they went through and how, amen, they walked and how boldly they proclaimed the word of the Lord. But at the same time, they went through persecution, they went through suffering, amen, so they needed the Lord to come back and refill them again and, amen, give them the empowerment, praise God, and what they needed to speak the word of the Lord with boldness, praise God, and they did it in fine fashion. And we, praise God, in this hour, amen, God is equipping us, amen, to go forth and do the work of the Lord. Praise the Lord. He is raising up in this hour fivefold ministry, amen, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, pastor, and teacher for the work of the ministry. As we're going to read the scripture, amen, just in a moment. Amen, to edify the body of Christ. We've already talked about the gifts and how the gifts come to encourage, to edify, to bring comfort, to bring strength, praise the Lord, to prove to those that may be doubters, amen, that God is real, the power of God is real, amen. And in this hour, God is manifesting himself in such a real way, and we just thank God, amen, for the word, and we thank God for you all listening to us, amen, and all of those that have been listening, praise God, all of the emails and everything that you have been sending. We thank God for that. Praise God. We just invite you, amen, if you would like to call in, you can do so. 718-664-9578 is our call-in number. Praise God. And if by chance you're not able to listen live, you can listen on demand. Praise the Lord. If you'd like to drop in our chat room, we do have it open this afternoon. Praise God. You're welcome to do so. Amen. We just thank God, amen, for all things. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer, so we just pray that you'll just take a few minutes, amen, to spend with us, amen, as we go into the word of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this hour. We thank you, God, for the move of your spirit. And as we go into your word, Father, we ask that, God, you would just anoint your word, anoint those that are listening, Father God, encourage your people in a mighty way. Father, we thank you for the strengthening of the Lord. We thank you for your encouragement. We thank you, God, just for being God. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. And we give it over into your hands now. And we say, God, have your way. Minister to everyone that's listening, Father God. Lord, you meet us at the point of our need, even on today. And we thank you now. We give you praise, honor, and glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, for this segment of teaching, we will be going to the book of Ephesians, and we're going to read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And we're just going to read the verses 11 and 12 for our theme scripture for this segment of teaching. Amen. The word says, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ." Amen. Now, there are three purposes right here in this scripture that these ministry gifts were given, these offices, if you will, were given. Amen. And that is simply for the perfecting of the saints, for the completing of the saints, for the maturing of the saints. Amen. So that we would become mature and that we would grow up, amen, in the Lord. Praise God. For the work of the ministry. And there is much work to be done. There's much labor to be done. Praise God. There's so much work to be done. We don't even have time to be striving against one another. There's so much work. The Bible even says, Jesus said to pray for laborers. Amen. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Praise God. There's very few that's going to pay the price to really go forth and do the work of the Lord. But there's so much to be done in the body of Christ. Praise God. And then for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the building up, amen, for the confirming, amen, and uplifting, amen, of the body of Christ. So these are the gifts that Christ has given to the church, praise God. And he gave these gifts again for the equipping of God's people so that we would go forth and do the work that God wants us to do. So when God sets in the body apostles, praise God, amen, and prophets and evangelists, the hand, the whole hand, if you will, is given so that the church, so that God's people can be furnished, equipped, amen. We don't even have really an excuse to be lacking, amen. Some of us may be lacking in areas that we really should be built up in, because God gives us what we need. Praise God. He'll put us in. If you're in the right fellowship and you're under the right leaders, praise God, they're given to you to instruct you, to teach you, to train you, praise God, so that you can grow up and then you can do the work that God has called you to do. There's so many different avenues of work, amen, and labor in the body of Christ, amen, and we don't have time now to waste, praise God. We're in an hour, we're in a time, amen, that we must work. We must do the works of God. We must occupy. Amen. The word says occupy until he comes. Praise the Lord. Now, and also the gifts are given for the spiritual growth and development of the body of Christ. Amen. And so God doesn't want us just to be. He wants us to grow up. He wants us to be developed. He wants us to become mature in him. Praise the Lord. And so that we can be fully equipped. Amen, again, to do the work that God wants us to do. Now, we're going to begin by talking about the apostle, praise God. And this word simply means to send someone on a special mission as a messenger and personal representative of the one who sends him. Now, we know in the Bible, you can look where in Matthew's chapter 10, I believe, when Jesus first sent the apostles out. Amen, we're going to go to that scripture. And we know that Jesus is a chief apostle. He was a chief apostle, amen, in Hebrews 3 and 1 talks about that. But Jesus commissioned the disciples in Matthew chapter 10, and this is the first time that they were called apostles. And it's simply when Jesus gave them a commission, and he gave them what to do, told them what to do, amen, and he sent them out, praise God. Now, let's go and just start at verse 1 of chapter 10 of Matthew, praise God. Amen. It says, "And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples," and we know that a disciple is simply a follower of Jesus Christ, a believer, someone that has accepted the Lord into their heart and life, and they're a believer, praise God. Amen. "And he gave them power against unclean spirits. He knew what they would be dealing with when they went out. Amen. To cast them out. Amen. I heard someone say, and this is profound to me, is that don't counsel a demon, or the best way to deal with the demon simply is to cast it out. Praise God. So Jesus gave the disciples power against unclean spirits, against demons, against oppressive demons and depressive demons and witchcraft demons, all kinds of demons. Amen. And to cast them out and to heal, listen, all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Jesus was very specific in what he was sending them out to do. Amen. Now, the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Labius, whose surname was Thaddeus, and Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of Samaria enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Again, Jesus was very specific as to where he wanted, amen, the apostles to go. Praise God. And then he says, and as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. I love this. Praise God. Amen. And then he says, provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor strip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves. For the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. They were not to go anywhere, but wherever they did go, amen, they were to inquire about that home. And if it was found to be found worthy, they were to remain there. They were to abide there. They weren't to go from here and there and everywhere. Jesus was very specific when he sent the apostles to do this particular work. Praise God. And then it says, and when ye come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Amen. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Praise God. So I read that just to show you that this was the first accounting when Jesus sent, amen, the apostles out, amen, and he commissioned them, he sent them, amen, and they were to preach the word, amen, preach repentance, preach that the kingdom of heaven was there, had come, is at hand, amen. They were to heal the sick, amen, they were to cleanse the leper, they were to raise the dead, they were to cast out devils. Praise God, all of these things Jesus sent them to do, amen. So an apostle is a sent one, amen, with a specific work. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, we know that Jesus was a chief apostle, is a chief apostle. Amen. Hebrews 3:1. Amen. You can read that in your own time. Praise God. And then Jesus also walked in as a prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. He walked in all of the fivefold ministry. Praise God. In Matthew 13:57, that talks about when Jesus said a prophet is not without honor except in his own household. Praise God. And then as an evangelist, amen, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Praise God. And then in John chapter 10:11-16 talks about the good shepherd. Jesus was a good shepherd, amen, and the shepherd gave his life for the sheep, amen. A shepherd is one that tends, is one that labors, amen, is one that looks out for the sheep. That's a true shepherd, praise the Lord, amen. And then as teacher, everywhere he went, he preached, but he also taught the people, amen. There were times that he would just sit and he would teach them, praise God. The Sermon on the Mount, amen, is one example. Now, to look up, if you want to look up these scriptures, amen, I'll give them to you again. As prophet, Matthew 13:57. as evangelist, Luke 19:10. As pastor, John 10:11-16. And as teacher, Matthew 9:35. Praise the Lord. Now, in the Word of God, we see what's called foundational apostle. We know that the 12 apostles were foundational in that they were with Jesus, they walked with him, they knew him, they spent time with him, some 3 years, and Jesus commissioned them. And so they laid the foundation for the church, praise God. Amen. And it was 12 of them, and 12 represents divine government, praise the Lord. Now, Revelation 2:14 says, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. So each of the 12 apostles' names will be in this foundation, in the city, in the wall of the city, praise God. Now, these are the 12 apostles who accompanied Jesus. They were sent once for a specific time and purpose. They laid the foundation of the New Testament church, amen. They were preachers and teachers of the word, accompanied Jesus during his earthly ministry, and witnessed his resurrection. There will never be foundational apostles on the same level or rank or degree of anointing as the apostles in the early church. And that's the only difference between the apostles now and the apostles then. The original 12 apostles, they laid the foundation. Praise God. Jesus commissioned them and sent them. Amen. But they were witnesses of Jesus. So they were the foundation of the church. Praise God. Amen. Now, amen. In other words, they were the original founders, if you will. Amen. Coming from Jesus' death, burial, resurrection, Jesus commissioned them, told them, go into Jerusalem, wait for the promise of the Holy Ghost. They did everything Jesus told them to do. Amen. The church was born when Jesus died. Amen. And then now he equips us, amen, to be the church, amen, to be the body of Christ. Praise God. And he instills in us and gives us the gifts so that we can walk in them. Praise the Lord. Now, for today, apostles today, amen, they're not a foundational in the sense, but they are foundation in the sense of this, that they're sent forth as messengers. Now, we have apostles today that have started works, that have, amen, God have used mightily, amen, ministries, praise God, that have been birthed, amen, from God, amen, God have used great men of God, amen, and women of God to establish works, praise God, as ambassadors, to start churches, to oversee churches, to step in as pastors, to train, amen, and then leave for new territory. Amen. A true apostle is a sent one by God with a specific work. Praise the Lord. Amen. They're pioneers. They start new movements. They initiate and they enter new territories. Praise God. They give birth to new churches and ministries. Praise the Lord. Now, this is the apostolic setting, if you will, is that an apostle is the one that sets order, amen, that establishes. That is what an apostle is sent forth to do. Praise God. They're also reformers. They're sent to form again that which is out of form or order. They bring correction and they renovate and or change. Praise God. They have that anointing to do that. Amen. They are restorers. We're talking about apostles. Praise the Lord. They are sent to restore something back to its original intent. Amen. In other words, if you get things out of line, out of whack, sometimes you need to get it back on track so that you can continue to move forward. Praise God. Amen. Now, whether that be the church, truth, revelation, or power. Praise God, authority. Praise God. Amen. And apostles walk in authority. Praise God. They walk in the authority that Jesus has given. Amen. Praise God. They demonstrate the word with signs and wonders within the scope of the apostolic. Praise God. And when you see a true apostle, you're going to see signs, wonders, and miracles, healings, deliverances, prophetic words. You're going to see all of that. Amen. In that true apostle. Amen. Now, they are sent with specific messages or a specific ministry to the body of Christ. Praise God. They differ in the graces afforded them. Amen. For example, James, amen, was overseer to the church at Jerusalem, but Paul was an apostle to the Gentiles. Amen. Paul was the one that opened the door to the Gentiles. God used him, sent him in, amen, to really open the door. He went to foreign soil. He went to soil other than the Jewish nation. God opened those doors and sent him in there. Praise God. Peter was an apostle to the Jews, and Silas was a prophetic apostle. Amen. So there are various areas that God will lead an apostle into. Praise God. Now, there are some well-known apostles of our day. Amen. It is proclaimed here that Smith Wigglesworth was an apostle of faith. C.H. Mason, amen, was a founder of the Church of God in Christ. Amen. And he was a bishop, but I do believe he was an apostle because God really sent him there, and he did such a great work, amen, in establishing, amen, that ministry. Praise the Lord. There's such an anointing on that man of God's life, amen, of prayer, amen. He really was a pioneer, praise God. And there are other pioneers, praise God, and other, amen, men of God that God really anointed to establish works, amen, to do great things in ministry, praise God, amen. Now, I want to talk about some of the characteristics of an apostle, amen, and what it really, what it takes to be an apostle, and what I want to talk about is the character, basically, of an apostle, praise God, and there's a lot that we must possess as apostles, amen, not only apostles, but people of God, men of God, women of God. There are things that we must walk in, amen, and Jesus, of course, gave us the example, left us an example, walked the example for us to follow, praise God. Now, we do know that the signs of an apostle are signs, wonders, or characteristics, if you will, miracles, church planting, team building, and prophetic confirmation. Okay? One other factor that is often overlooked is character. And our character must be made. It doesn't matter whether you're an apostle or who you are. Amen. If you have no character, praise God, you're not going to go very far in the body of Christ. A lot of times in ministry, we can be so zealous to preach or evangelize or whatever we're called to do that we don't take time to allow God to work on our character, amen, work on our integrity and all the things that we really need work on the inside, amen. But we need Christian character, praise God. So we're going to talk about some of the things and some of the traits of an apostle, amen, and the character traits, praise God. Now, character deals with the behavior of a person. Amen. The way an apostle behaves is just as important as the way he or she ministers. Amen. Bad behavior will limit the effectiveness of the minister. God has a very high standard for apostolic leadership. Amen. Apostles are entrusted with a tremendous amount of power and authority. Praise God. And really, any leader, amen, that has authority, praise God, that is something that should not be taken lightly. Praise God. We can't use our authority any kind of way. Praise God. Now, there must be a corresponding development of godly character in order to be able to carry what the Lord has entrusted. Amen. Now, let's go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and let's read verses 3 and 4. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. It says, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. I'm going to go on and read a little further. In stripes, in imprisonments, in torments, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. Amen. Praise God. So bad character will cause many to stumble. An apostle must never put a stumbling block in the way of those to whom they are sent. Praise God. True apostles can stand before followers and say without hesitation, imitate me. And remember in the word, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So we must be able to say that. Amen. It takes God, amen, to go in and do the work in us, but we must allow him to do the work. We don't want to bring a reproach to the body of Christ. Praise God. So our life has to replicate Jesus. Amen. Through and through. Praise God. Apostle Paul, we know, lived a life where people could follow his example. Amen. So as apostles, we must be able to present a lifestyle as proof of our calling. A lack of godly character will give the enemy an opportunity to slander and accuse a ministry. And I'm going to just interject this here. You know, all of us must go through deliverance, amen. We must make sure that our life, amen, shows no holes that the enemy can, you know, grab. Amen. I don't care how long you've been in ministry. I don't care how long you've been saved. Amen. We must make sure that every door to the enemy is closed. Praise God. And I came to this realization a few years back, praise God, when the Lord allowed me to go through deliverance, and I did not understand, nor did I really realize some of the things that the enemy was using, because there were gapes, there were holes, there were doors open that needed to be closed. Amen. And so we must make sure that our life, and we must be humble enough and honest enough with ourselves that when things keep happening and they're negative things, or we just can't get very far. You go so far and you feel like there's a boomerang just pulling you back. Amen. It's time to really stop and begin to take a look at yourself, take a look at your life. Amen. Take a look at what's been going on and get before the Lord. Praise God, and ask God, Lord, you know, I need you to show me what's going on. I need to know what's what, Father, because I want nothing in my life that would bring a hindrance or a mark to the body of Christ that would be negative. So we must keep our lives, amen, surrendered to God, and we must stay open before the Lord. Praise God. And then we must, there are times when we just need to be refreshed again. Praise God. God bless those that are in the prayer room, praise God, in the chat room, praise God. God bless you. Amen. We must just allow the Lord, praise God, to do in us what he needs to do and be real, praise God. This is why leadership training is so important. Amen. As leaders, we minister all the time, praise God, but there are times when we must step back and we must get ministered to. Praise God. Just submit yourself down and allow others to minister to those areas, praise God, that need to be ministered to. Amen. Praise God. So our character, amen, godly character, if we don't have that, it is going to give the enemy an open gate, an open door, praise God, to get in. Amen. So we want to make sure that these doors are closed, praise God. Don't give excuse. Don't give leeway, amen, for slander and all of these things, praise God. Amen. Allow God to be God. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for this word today. Amen. My time just flew by. Praise God. We're going to pick up this on the next teaching. Amen. We do thank God again for those that have entered the chat room. We say God bless you. We appreciate you. Amen. Joining us. If you have questions, we will remain on the chat for a little bit. Amen. And take your questions or comments. Praise the Lord. We just ask that you continue to pray for us. Amen. And tune in on our next broadcast. Amen. We will continue, amen, this segment of teaching on the fivefold ministry. We're dealing with the apostle. Praise God. Amen. Father, we thank you. Amen, for your word today. We thank you, God, for everyone that's tuned in. Amen. We ask, God, that you just bless your people. Keep us encouraged and strengthened, Father God. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. Oh, God, we just want you to be Lord, Father God, in every area. Oh, God, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory for all things. Oh, God, continue, God, the work that you have begun. And we'll never cease to praise you and glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, beloved, you've been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. We want you to remain encouraged. Amen. Continue to listen in. Amen. If you would like to leave a prayer request, amen, we invite you to go to our website, www.wopministries.org, and leave your prayer request. Praise God at prayer. prayer@wopministries.org. Amen. If you would like to just drop us a line, amen, let us know, amen, how the broadcast is being a blessing, you could do that also on our website. Until we meet on the next broadcast, I pray that the Lord will strengthen you. Praise God that he will keep you, amen, in the palm of his hand. Stay encouraged, beloved. Continue to seek the face of God and know that God loves you. Until we meet again, God bless you. It is my prayer.